It's Thursday, well timed to go to the movies. As you could hear, I could do with a break. Our resident film critic and host of The Hub on Screen, Jason DeRosso, is with us. Hi, Jason.
Good morning.
A Star is Born. This is a big Hollywood release. I can't wait to see this. How many remakes of A Star is Born
There's
have
been
there
been? Four.
Well, how many are any good?
Three.
Maybe
well,
two?
Well, including the original, sorry. The original from 1937, which starred Janet Gaynor and Frederick March, and 37, and then in 54... George Cukor made, I guess, what's considered the gold standard.
The Judy Garland one?
Yeah. Yeah, James Mason. And this, you know, I don't have much time for the Streisand Chris Christopherson film that came out in 77. Some people like it. The soundtrack sold quite well. But and this film now that's remade with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, who people will know from the Hangover films mostly, I guess, and it's his directorial debut, it kind of is remade in the image of that 1976 version. So you sort of go, uh-oh, this is going to be dodgy at best, especially given that he is a bit of an unknown quantity, you know, in terms of playing an X-Man, strutting around on the stage. I mean, he had to learn guitar for this. But it's surprisingly good. Surprisingly, it doesn't suck. In fact, I really liked it, this version of A Star is Born. Now, for those who don't know what the trajectory of the story of A Star is Born is, it is basically about a veteran alcoholic male star who takes under his wing, falls in love with a younger female wannabe, I suppose, who has the talent but has never sort of gotten past first base with her career. And his career sort of wanes as hers ascends, and he eventually ends up in a kind of downward spiral, a death spiral indeed, sort of exacerbated by his alcoholism. But for a moment, for a scintillating, beautiful moment, their careers kind of cross and they're equals on stage, they're equals away from the stage. It's a beautiful love story for a moment, but of course it's doomed. And that's the beauty of the story. It's a wonderful, tragic romance that is further kind of, that's further accentuated by the drama of the stage. I mean, the first two versions were about Hollywood and were about actors with a tinge of the musical in it, of course, as well. But the last two versions, 76 and now this one, are very much about the rock industry. And so it's very much about all that kind of drama and singing and performing in front of huge audiences and the highs and lows of that business.
It's getting absolute rave reviews, and Lady Gaga is getting huge reviews. But Bradley,
she's amazing in it.
Yeah, so I gather. I can't wait to see it. But Bradley Cooper too is getting very strong
reviews. I think he plays the best drunk of all four. You know, when we first meet him, he's one of those happy drunks. If that's not an oxymoron, but you know what I mean by that. He has this stupid numb grin on his face whenever he's sort of liquored up. And he has that look on his face when he enters this cheap and cheerful kind of gay bar at the beginning of the film and discovers Lady Gaga sharing the stage with some drag performers singing La Vie en Rose. And it just blows him away. Her performance can sort of penetrate through that haze. And then suddenly it's this whirlwind romance. Look, I'm going to play you a little bit of the trailer now to give you a sense of the gushing emotions that swirl through this lovely film.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Almost every single person has told me they liked the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look.
I think you're beautiful. Hey.
What?
I just want to take another look at you.
In all the good times, I find myself longing for change.
Star is Born, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga.
Go see it.
Go see it. That's what everyone seems to be saying. Jason, also on the Hub on Screen this morning, you're speaking to a couple of Australian filmmakers with films at the Adelaide Film Festival.
Yes. Well, along with Bradley Cooper, by the way, he's on the show.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Speaking to Jennifer Kent.
We buried the lead there.
Yeah. And speaking to Jennifer Kent as well, the Australian filmmaker who made The Babadook and was very successful with The Nightingale, releasing that in Venice. She's back in Australia, premiered the film at the Adelaide Festival over the weekend, caught up with her, also caught up with another young filmmaker from Perth, Grant Spatori, who's made this wonderful film with Hilary Swank. Saw a work in progress screening of that, this sci-fi film about a robot who brings up a young girl and then All her preconceptions about this post-apocalyptic world come crashing down when Hilary Swank arrives on the scene. Great to see Hilary Swank back on screen. Anyway, speak to her as well, and the outgoing artistic director of the Adelaide Film Festival, which wraps up this weekend, Amanda Duthy. So okay, a bit of an Adelaide special this week, as well as Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper with Jason Rosso. Jason Rosso, how about that? On the Hub on Screen this morning at 10 o'clock on the ABC, here on RN, or anytime, of course, on the ABC Listen app.